The next speaker for tonight is Brother Sabr Mujtahidi, who will be speaking about some conditions before and after the revolution. Brother Sabr is an old resident of the GTA and is an active member in the community. While many of us might not know him, his face might be familiar from the various events he has helped and volunteered his time in. Please welcome him to the podium with a loud salawat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين Inshallah, I would like to start my presentation by an ayah from glorious Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ud'u ila sabil rabbika bil hikmata wal maw'izati al-hasana wa jadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu biman dalla an sabilihi wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin. Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good instruction, and argue with them in a way that is best. Indeed, your Lord is most knowing of who has strayed from his way, and he is most knowing of who is rightly guided. Inshallah, I would like to share some of my experiences just a few years before the Islamic Revolution. We used to attend masajid with the family. Alhamdulillah, prayers, programs, Ashura, Arba'een in Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we were doing the Islamic activities in the masjid and some of the masajid. This goes like around when I was 13, 14 years old. But I was always had this question in my mind that Islam has a way to combat the oppression. Since teenagehood, I was against, I would hear and read a lot about the things that Shah of Iran was doing. And I was, anybody would know and read about the things that he's doing would go against him. And as I'm saying, I was just a teenager, 13, 14 years old at school. So inshallah, I want to experience some of the, I want to share with you some of the experiences I had in school. And inshallah, the continuation of that when I was in university here and some experiences that I had with our brothers over here and in Canada. So at that time there was no organization, there was no Muslim student associations in the high schools, and what we were doing with the friends that we had, we used to discuss about the oppression that Shah has and the crimes that Shah is doing. And as I'm saying, it was very unconsciously, it was a very natural feeling. So we were discussing, and we were few, we were like four or five in a school of 500 people. But alhamdulillah, with the blessings of Allah, and that time you wouldn't see all the religious students, you could face religious and non-religious. And when you were talking about Shah, you would see lots of even leftists that they would come and start talking to you, share some ideas, reject some of your ideas, and share and agree with some of your ideas that it was against Shah. But what I found out that it is so effective to reach to people and do not ignore this, that I'm reaching these people. I mean, this is what I experienced, that we wouldn't say, oh, this person has a leftist idea, we're not going to talk to him. we're not going to share our ideas about the operation of Shah because this person is leftist and so on and so forth. And alhamdulillah, I found that that was very effective. And as I'm saying, that time could be like few of us in the school. And Shah, the Shah's Savak was very strong, and they were working very hard. They were working, they had agents in our schools that their job was to promote Zionism to very, in a very smart way, to talk bad about Islam. And of course, as I'm saying, we didn't have any organization or anything, but individually or as a group, few of us, we were doing whatever we could do. So we had some of the teachers, they would come to our assemblies that we had before we go to the classes. One of them would say, for example, is it the history, is making the great men, or great men they are making the history? And who he was talking about, father of Shah. So you could see lots of these things in our schools. This is, as I'm saying, I want to just share what we had at our school. So even few people, we would do anything we could to just promote the Islamic idea, to talk about the Shah's oppression. So this same gentleman, I don't know like what is he doing the after revolution, because as I'm saying, the revolution changed many. And I hope and I think, inshallah, he has changed, because I saw a program on Iranian TV that he was in a panel discussion, and he was talking completely differently. But this was like, as I'm saying, before the revolution. So one of my friend and I, we decided to write an essay about the book of Dr. Ali Shariati, Fatima is Fatima, you know? And those times, we used to have, as I'm saying, we were in a teenage hood, but that time, if they could find any book from Imam Khomeini, from Ayatollah Mutahhari, from Dr. Shariati, from any of the scholars, Shahid Mufatteh, Shahid Bahonar, if they would find any book in your hand and they would know that you're reading this, minimum you could get 6 months jail. So now I don't know how it would have applied as a teenager, but this was happening in the universities and in the society. So what we did, we wrote an essay and we gave it to this gentleman, and very smartly, he gave a report to Savak or not, we don't know, but like the fail, if you were under 50%, you would fail, right? So like he marked us with 50%. So they were working very smartly, but as I'm saying, we could do as much as we could do. So my point is that inshallah, whatever we can do to convey the message of the Shuhada, to convey the message of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, to convey the message of Imam Khomeini, the leadership of the Ummah, is as much as we can do. And there is no time that I go through all the experiences, but alhamdulillah, I've seen in my own experience, I've seen like really miracle just by saying your idea and telling about Islam, and it has a great effect. So this is what I wanted to share with you from that time. And inshallah, a couple of experiences that I had here at the University of Waterloo when I was studying. Before Waterloo, I was in Montreal, and then we used to have lots of programs about the Islamic Revolution and Imam's views, and Brother Zafar and Brother Asi would always, they were in the programs that we were organizing here with the brothers and the sisters. So, when I was at University of Waterloo, I met some Egyptian and I was involved with mostly Sunni brothers, because Yes, I was mostly involved with the Sunni brothers in the campus, and we were working together as if like there is no Shia Sunni. Just honestly, like we were so close. So they would, the Egyptian brothers, they used to have like classes in Arabic we would attend, and I learned a lot about it, you know, about them. They used to have even lectures in Islamic lectures, and we always attend and all that. And I found that just because of our relation with these brothers, the Egyptian brothers, Pakistani brothers, Indian brothers, mostly the lectures was done with, the one that I remember, like the lectures that they had, they were talking and they were bringing hadith from all of our imams. I attend usually like the Salat al-Jumma in our Sunni mosques close to my work. But these brothers, they would bring sayings of Imam Hassan al-Askari, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, and with depth, with knowledge, with understanding. And it was very, very interesting for me. So, inshallah, I would like to mention Imam's view about the Islamic unity. And this is what I recently heard from Imam Khamenei, hafazahullah, that Imam always refused to call this revolution as a Shia revolution, always was saying Islamic revolution, and always was saying this is a Husseini movement. Now, what I want to go back to, it's inshallah to share with you a hadith from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is in Sunnis and Shia books. Surely there exists in the hearts of the believers with respect to the martyrdom of Hussein, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, a heat that never subsides. So what I really found that our imams, Ahl al-Bayt, brings a unity among us. So we shouldn't think that our Sunni brothers, they maybe in certain way we practice our majalis is different, but they love our imams, they practice, respecting them and they love them. And inshallah, this is something when Prophet ﷺ says, surely there exists in the hearts of the believers, Prophet could have said in the hearts of Shias of Ali alayhi salam. But he says in the hearts of believers. Who are the believers? The Shias and the Sunnis. So inshallah, the gatherings that we have, as I'm saying, like the revolution was Husseini, and inshallah will continue as a Husseini movement. And my humble suggestion is that inshallah we have to arrange our gatherings that are Shia and Sunni brothers in the Ashura, in the Arba'in, that inshallah we work together. You know, like in Arba'in there are many, many of our Sunni brothers, they attend from Iran, from everywhere, from Lebanon, from Pakistan, from India, from Afghanistan. So you have seen the pictures, it's available. So inshallah we have to have the Husseini majalis together, and inshallah, as Maulana was mentioning it, until that inshallah this continues until the appearance of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. Jazakumullahu khairan.